Awesome. Today on the podcast, I have my 9-year-old brother. It's a roller coaster, to say the least. He had questions for me. I had questions for him. A lot to learn there. And then to cap it off at the end, I have Brevin and Alex for some James Harden trade reactions. So stay tuned for that. And listen up. Welcome to the Turnaround J Podcast. Are you watching YouTube? Tell me you're watching YouTube right now.
I'm not.
Okay, so you see the little arrow next to the microphone.
Okay, well, let me explain myself. It says I'm on, but I think I am.
I don't hear you, so that means that you're still muted. So, look, okay. So you see that little arrow next to the mic? You see it? Do you see it? Tell me you see it.
Okay, so it says I'm not in the meeting when I technically am.
You're definitely in the meeting.
I don't know what's happening.
I see you in the meeting, so.
It says your
meeting has been watched. Don't see your Zoom meeting?
What about now?
Okay, yeah, I see it now.
Okay. Do you see the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, now click on the little arrow on the next to the mic.
Yeah.
Okay, did you click on it?
Oh, I see the... Okay, yeah.
You see the LCS USB audio?
Yeah.
Click on that. Now right. Talk to the mic.
Can you hear me right now?
I can't hear you, actually. I cannot hear you. Are Max and Dad around?
Yeah, Max is literally right there.
Go get Max.
Okay.
Welcome to the Turnaround J Podcast. I'm here with Jonah Davis. Currently, we're having technical difficulties, but honestly, I feel like the technical difficulties are becoming more entertaining than me normally. We're getting Max in here. Max Davis, host of the Facts with Max podcast. Yeah.
Are you trying to record on Zoom?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you at Omi's house?
Yes, sir.
Is Omi there?
No, sir.
I'm talking
to Max Davis.
Okay, so you're recording right now. What's the flaw?
The flaw is that I can't hear Jonah.
You can't hear Jonah?
I can hear him right now because he's on a FaceTime audio with me, but I cannot hear you via Zoom.
USB-C audio. What's the aggregate device? Aggregate device?
What?
Do it.
Can you hear him now?
Talking to the mic?
Test.
No, we're not in the mic is what I'm asking. I went out of the mic.
Oh my goodness. Wait, talking to the mic?
Hello?
Oh my gosh. Holy cows.
Hello?
I just realized my fatal flaw.
Were you no audio?
My laptop was muted. Holy crap. Me and Jonah just went through like 10 minutes of technical difficulties. All right, Turnaround J listeners, I appreciate
the technical difficulties.
The technical difficulties. Jonah, I'm going to just rapid fire you with questions. I want your best answers. You ready?
Yeah.
Jonah, who are you?
I am Jonah Evans Davis, Josh Davis's brother.
That is how we met. You're holding a baby Yoda. You know that this people listen to this. They don't see it. You know that, right?
I know. I don't know why I did that.
Cool beans. So, all right, you're my younger brother. You wanted to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Why did you want to do the
podcast? We did it one time, but it failed.
It was bad. We only had one mic. There were some issues.
Yeah,
it was partly my fault, mostly my fault, all of my fault.
No, it wasn't all your fault. I didn't really have questions to do it, so.
You're good. Do you have questions for me too? That'd be funny. You got some questions?
Yeah, I'm gonna think of questions.
Think of questions while I ask you. Okay, what's your go-to Fortnite character? Is that a thing? Is there a go-to Fortnite character, or is there like a million?
Like the character you use the most?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'd say the skin I use the most is the most recent skin I got. So I use Polar Patroller, which is like just a polar bear. It's like a big polar bear in like a suit.
So, a big polar bear, like a suit, like a... Oh, is that from Zootopia?
No. It's like a polar bear in like I can't really explain it, but it's a polar bear but in a suit, not like Zootopia. It's not like a police type thing.
It's like a Power Ranger suit.
It isn't. Like, I can't really explain it, so.
You know what a Fortnite actually is, Jonah?
It's a simulation. That's a thing in the storyline.
I know so little about Fortnite. This is embarrassing. Okay, but you know Fortnite is 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. In real life, like, Fortnite's like 2 weeks.
Is that Max screaming in the background?
Yeah.
Will you tell Max to shut up?
He's playing Sea of Thieves with Liam.
Downstairs?
Right there.
Oh my gosh, so loud. He plugged
it back in his room.
That's the facts with Max Host, everybody. Anyway, all right, next question. You ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
I'd have to say 4.
Have you finished a Star Wars movie?
Finished it? 4.
Have you seen a movie all the way through?
Yes.
Which ones have you seen? Like, how many credits? Which Star Wars have you seen?
The last 3. Like the final 3 ones. Which, according to some other people, they think they're pretty trash. Which I don't know why. But
you like the sequels?
Okay, I've watched the last 3 and 4 and 1.
So you've seen Phantom Menace, New Hope, and then the sequels.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite? You said 7?
I'd have to say 1.
Interesting. 1. That's a rebellious take. That's a hot take. Why 1? Why do you like 1 the best?
I'd say it like brings out the potential of Star Wars.
In what way?
Like it brings out like the storyline of Star Wars. Like I'd say like the first like episode or like the first episode of a show is my favorite because it's the first one and like brings out like what it is basically.
So just that it's gonna be like a, because it's so,
it's gonna tell out like the storyline.
Fair enough. Favorite Star Wars movie, then do you watch The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Is Mandalorian better than Star Wars?
I'd say it's the best Star Wars show.
But not better than the movies.
Yeah, 1 second.
1 second? What? You're 9 years old. What do you mean 1 second?
Mom said in the family chat dinner.
What does that mean?
I'm doing a pod with Josh.
Much more important. Take that, Mom.
All right.
Take that, Mom. Mom interrupted the Facts of Max podcast, too. She's just trying to ruin our podcasting career. Jonah.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me yet, or are you still thinking?
I'd say, what's your favorite Star Wars movie and what's your favorite Mando episode?
Oh, okay. Favorite Star Wars movie? My personal favorite, I think, is 7. I think 5 is the best. My favorite Mando episode, there's a lot. There's a lot of good ones. I think it still might be the heist one in the first season when he like just destroys all those bad guys and locks them in the cells.
Yeah, I'd say my favorite is the finale of season 2. Because it was really good. Like,
the Luke Skywalker moment's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. I freaking love the music for that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, right?
Oh. So, Dad just brought me dinner.
Is that Dad?
Hey, Josh.
No way. Is that Randall Davis?
We got a little interruption with the turnaround.
Oh, my gosh. Who else wants to interrupt? Oh, man. What the heck?
What was that?
Dude, I don't know. Okay, Jones. What's your favorite type of wood?
And like Minecraft?
Sure.
I'd have to say birch. Like birch wood and planks, because they both look kind of good. The planks is like just like bright. Like that's it's pretty
like a light, it's pale, right? It's like kind of pale.
Like it's kind of like it's kind of dark and like light-ish.
Amen. Okay. White or blue?
White. Wait, what do you mean white or blue?
Pick one.
Blue.
Green or orange?
Green.
Green. Okay. Green. That hurts. Okay. Brown or purple?
Brown or purple? I'd say purple because brown, brown's just not.
Does it make you think of poop? Just be honest.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. We did it. Cool. Tootsie Rolls. Jonah, I like saying your name.
You can take a moment to say my name a few times.
Jonah. Jonah.
That sounds like Lucas.
Jonah. Jonah.
Yeah, that sounds like Lucas.
That's Lucas out in the woods.
Jonah.
Jones. Jonah, what do you wish that everybody knew about you?
I don't know.
This is a podcast, right? You have to say things. All right. Well, you don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like, is it like, should I say like, I'm okay with like being weird or something? I don't know what to say, basically.
I'm okay with also, being weird. Okay. That's what you want people. That's what you want to say.
Yeah. Also, yes, I am very okay with being weird. What are you doing with your phone?
Dude, there's this internship that I need to apply for. Sorry, it caught me off guard. Anyway, Jonah, you wish that everyone knew that you're okay with being weird. Why are you okay with being weird?
Because, like, it's better than being normal, because normal, kind of
boring, right?
No offense to anyone that's like full normal. I'd say normal's kind of boring.
Covering your bases. I like it. No, I agree. Normal's pretty boring.
Normal's normal.
Normal, it's just the norm. But you know what's not normal?
What?
Awesome. kangaroo or gorilla?
I'd say kangaroo. Never fight a kangaroo.
You're taking the kangaroo over a gorilla.
Because, according to Max, never fight a kangaroo because, or I'm pretty sure never fight a kangaroo because they can just jump and just like.
They'll freaking destroy you, right?
Yeah, they can just jump on you. Just like a gorilla.
Dude, amen. Plus, gorillas could just adopt you and take you in as their own. Shouts to Tarzan. Favorite Disney movie?
I'd have to say Soul. It's a really good movie.
You really like Soul?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Favorite movie of 2020, by the way.
I think you should have died at the end. Do you agree?
I'd have to say he would have to accept, like, being dead.
I agree. I like that. If you could have a TV that was as big as you, or you could have a dog that was as big as you, which would you choose?
I'd have to say TV because a dog literally as big as me would be freaking terrifying. I'm not, like, if he was like a soft dog and wasn't really too like crazy, like oh my gosh, I'm gonna beat you to the ground, or like intense kinda, then I would pick dog.
Interesting. What if you could ride the dog? Would that change your mind?
Yeah, I would definitely pick dog. I want to freaking ride a dog around town, be like, yo, give me all your freaking money.
Yo, speaking of gorillas, though, who would win, Godzilla or King Kong?
What?
Who wins in a fight, Godzilla or King Kong?
What do you think the answer to that question is?
Why do you think I asked you? Not King Kong.
Freaking Godzilla. He can have a literal beam to obliterate King Kong.
Obliterate, bro. You know bigger words than I do. You started texting a little while ago.
That was in 2018.
It was definitely this year.
It's 2021.
It was. Oh, you're right. All right. It was last year. It was 2020. It was definitely in 2020 that you started texting. What?
It'd rather be 2020 or near the end of 2019.
Okay. All right. Look, fact check me. You won't.
I'm putting my chances closer to 2019.
Put your chances there, bro, because you're gonna lose them anyway. Would you? What's your favorite part about texting so far? And what would you? What's the weirdest part about texting so far?
I'd say my favorite part about texting so far is being able to communicate with my friends and family easily. And the weirdest part about texting is being able to communicate with my friends. They can send me some weird stuff.
Weird stuff like what? Uh-oh.
Like freaking like anime songs.
Ew. Like, if you have a friend who sends you an anime song, you should stop being their friend.
No.
It's my hot take for the day. Speaking of hot takes, Jonah, what is your hot take?
Why is seven the lucky or unlucky? I don't know. And 13. It's 13's lucky. So why is 7 unlucky and 13 lucky?
I thought 13 was unlucky.
Dude, I don't know. Why is each of those lucky or unlucky?
Because they add up to 20, and when you put two 20s together, it makes the year 2020. So that's full of luck and unluck.
See what you mean?
Jonah, Evans, Davis, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, lion or cheetah?
Lion or cheetah?
Yeah, we're doing the thing.
I'll say lion. I think lions look cooler. Like, as far as technicalities, you know, like, I don't know who would actually win. Because, you know, some people are like, I have an answer for you. Like biologically speaking, this would happen. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. What I do know is that lions, at least like the chief bad boy lions with the manes, those look cooler than cheetahs. So I'm going to lean towards lion on this one.
Yeah. Also, I think I might have an answer for who would win. I'd say probably cheetah.
Speed definitely a factor, but I think if they were one-on-one fighting, you know, that's a different deal, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a different deal.
Good call.
Squaring up. Well, like, just you just see a lion and cheetah, like, actually standing up, just squaring up.
Hand-to-hand combat, UFC style. Have you seen Madagascar, Jonah?
I don't think so.
You haven't seen Madagascar. Madagascar's funny.
Okay, oh, yeah, I definitely have.
What else?
I was like, that one with the elephant. Yeah, it was like.
What else you got?
I'd say get stranded in the jungle. If you get stranded in the jungle and you could only bring one thing, or like do like a jungle type challenge.
Yeah.
And you could only bring one thing. What would you bring?
I'd bring you so that they'd eat you first.
I have a gun.
you're gonna bring a gun. What would I bring? Can I bring a cell phone and just call for help?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I don't want to do that. That's boring. What would I bring? That's a good question though. I feel like I'd bring like a piece of jewelry so I could just convince everybody that I'm like a wizard.
King of the jungle.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. I'd be king of the jungle. Me and the lions both. All right, last question. What you got?
I'd say, what's your favorite movie like ever that you've seen?
You're going to be bored by this because I think it's Max's favorite movie too. But Ocean's 11, I really like it. It's a really beautiful movie. I saw it with my dad. It was like a whole like emotional thing. It was kind of a moment, kind of a coming of age moment, as they say. You're 9, so you have yet to even come of age. But yeah, like it's just really well shot. It's really beautiful, and I think it's more than anything, I think it's funny. I just think it's really well written and really human. I really like it. So.
Interesting.
Any other questions for me, bro?
No.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Well, kid, I'm a big fan of you. I love you a lot. We did it. We made a podcast. As they say, we did it. And I will catch you on the flip side.
See ya in like, when are you?
Wait, what are you having for dinner though? What did Dad bring you?
Fries, just some fries.
From where? Are they like just from?
I don't know.
Just fries for dinner. You love to see it. Here we go. We done did it now, boys. Guys, we did it. There was a James Harden trade. It's over. The drama is gone. He went to the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets received nothing else. The Rockets got Oladipo, some guy who I can't say his name well, from the Nets, and a gazillion picks and pick swaps. The Pacers got Caris LeVert somehow, and I think they got a second-round pick. Maybe they gave one. And the Cavs added another center as if they didn't have enough big men. And Torian? I can't say that name right either.
Torian
Prince. Right off the top, Alex, who won the trade?
The Nets did. The Nets definitely won the trade. James Harden, franchise player, top 5 player in the NBA right now. Sensational talent. given that, though, the Rockets did decent with his tremendously diminished value from obviously not wanting to be there. Four first-round picks, four pick swaps, and Victor Oladipo is not a bad package. And how about Dante Exum? First time I've heard that name in a while.
Basically, oh, that's right. Dante Exum went to the Rockets too, right? Oh, I forgot about that.
The big Jazz blunder drafting him. But
oh, man. I have
didn't even know he was floating around in the league.
PTSD from Dante Exum. Good luck. I'm glad that you guys found a guy who like will occasionally have 22-5-5, and then for the other 40 games have like 1-2-2. But the Brevin, who won the trade?
You know, I think they kind of both won here. I think you can't really win if you don't have James Harden on your team in that situation. But also, like, the Rockets, like, no one on that team wanted to play with James Harden anymore. And so I think it was good to at least get some future stuff to maybe put around John Wall and anyone else who can stay healthy on that team. Because they got a lot of picks out of it and some – and Victor Oladipo will be a nice addition. But, yeah, it sucks for them to lose James Harden. But honestly, I think it's a bigger blessing for them because that guy was just toxic on that team and didn't even show up to training camp. And, like, you don't want that guy there.
Dude, that press conference was next level. You guys see the press conference?
Yeah. Just like
I didn't.
He went to this press conference and he literally goes, like, oh, yeah, like, I've done everything I can do. This team's not good enough. There's no way I could win a championship. Like, he said, like, those things. Like, he literally said them. Like, you can watch him say. And he, like, dilly-dallies around it. Like, it's a little bit more, like, whatever, a little bit more friendly, but then, barely. Like,
and then John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins both had very fun comments, too. John Wall's like, yeah, if some players won't buy in on the team, like, there's no point. Like, why are you just rolling over after 9 games? Like, you can't tell. And DeMarcus Cousins is like, I have the quote here. He's like, my interest was playing with John Wall, to be brutally honest. The disrespect started way before any interview. Like, no one wanted to play James there.
Dude's ridiculous.
And that's the thing that I think is really interesting because, like, the Rockets got 4 first-round picks from the Nets, which seems kind of irrelevant because the Nets are going to be good and so they're going to be very late first-round picks or whatever. But that's the thing is the Nets have Kyrie Irving and James Harden, and those two could easily implode the franchise real quick. So, like, those picks down the line, a few years down the line, could actually be worth something, the 2026 and the 2024, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see, and that will really determine whether the Rockets got a decent deal for him. Right now, it definitely looks like they got the short end of the stick because they got some not very valuable first-round picks in Victor Oladipo and gave up.
Right. Well, I mean, like, that's a great point because, like, I mean, Kyrie Irving is imploding right now, and, like, whether he's doing it for the right reasons or not, I don't really want to get into. But, like, he just went AWOL. Like, I don't even understand. And then Harden is, like, fat. Like, he looks fat, and, like, he's, like, not trying. There's literally – I watched this play yesterday where, like, he throws this pass, like, so far away from John Wall. And John Wall gets it because, like, he's super fast. He, like, barely, like, saves it from going out of bounds. But literally, like, everyone on that team – there's, like, dudes on that Rockets team who should be in the G League, and they're looking at him like, dude, what the F are you doing? Like, that never happens. So, I actually – I have a – this is, like, a stupid take, I guess. But I actually think that the Pacers won the trade. I really like Caris LeVert, and I thought that Victor Oladipo was weird on that team. And I actually kind of have them as like a sleeper title contender with that team because I just think it flows really well with Brogdon and LeVert. And then Sabonis is just a freaking monster, and Turner hates the world and is blocking every shot. So I really like what the Pacers did, sneaking away and getting rid of Oladipo there.
That was a good trade for them because Oladipo had a player option, I think, next season too. So they weren't going to get anything for him anyway. So, but yeah, I don't think they're a contender yet. I think that's
they're sleepers. I wouldn't say oh, they're going to win the title, yeah. But it's one of those things where if they get into a groove and like all the other playoff teams are kind of like floundering, like I could see them like sneak into at least the ECF, maybe not the finals, but
I feel like they're sleepers to make the playoffs. Like
to make the playoffs,
they're gonna be borderline playoff team.
Sabonis is going off this year.
That dude's a monster, man.
Yeah, I wasn't huge on Oladipo. I actually was huge on Oladipo like a couple of years ago, but last year, this year, I haven't really been huge on him so far. And I think Caris LeVert is probably about the same value as Oladipo, so they got the second round pick as well, which
yeah,
not too bad.
I think it's a good spot for their, at least for their chemistry. I think Oladipo is kind of trying to be the man. And I think it's clear that Brogdon and Sabonis are kind of the dudes for them. So kind of just establishing that hierarchy in that team, I think that could help. I'll go for it.
I just want to see what happens in like 2 years, because KD, Irving, and Harden all have player options in 2022, 23. Like, are they, like, after they don't win a title twice in a row, are they just all going to leave, or and the Nets are going to be screwed? Does one stay? And
that's well, and are they going to win the title this year? Like, that's the big question. I don't really have the statistics or any real proof to back it up. I think Kevin Durant this year is better than LeBron James this year. I think Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I think James Harden is a top five player as well. But the Lakers also have two top five players in the NBA in LeBron and AD. And so I think that's going to be a hell of a matchup. I think that, right, the Lakers also have Montrezl Harrell. They have Dennis Schroeder, and they have some good pieces. I still think the edge goes to the Lakers slightly, but I think it'll be a good matchup. I actually think that'll be really cool. I'm devastated because prior to yesterday, the Celtics were for sure coming out of the East. Now they have quite the challenge ahead of them, but we'll see how that goes.
Do you guys think that the Nets can win a title with this? You think that they're – you think that – I mean, like, this is really interesting because even if you want to compare, like, the Kevin Durant Warriors, like – Draymond and Klay were not high usage guys, and even Steph was a very off ball player in a lot of ways. So, like, these are three guys who all are like incredibly high usage. I think if you add up their usage, it's literally like it gets into the 90s. It's like they're all at 30% a person. So, like, do you guys think that this can work? Do you think that they can win a title? Do you think that egos will be evened out, or how do you think it can go?
I think it looks great on 2K. I would love to play with them on 2K. I honestly have no clue. It could totally work out like the Warriors did, and some of them are just going to have to – they're each going to have to give up touches. But I don't know. James Harden and Kyrie Irving are both just kind of toxic players, I feel like. I don't know if that's going to work out too well for them. But, I mean, I don't – I mean, it's like Team USA over here now, so like – I don't know if it's going to be that big of a problem. Their defense is going to be an issue because it already was, and their offense, their defensive rebounds were already really bad. So I'm interested to see if they can defend any teams, but they might not need
to. Yeah, who's playing center for them? Is DeAndre Jordan still there?
Yeah, DeAndre.
DeAndre plays like 10 token minutes, and then Jared Allen plays the other 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Jared Allen's gone now, though. That's the thing. Jared, they lost Jared Allen, so that hurts too, because Jared Allen's pretty good.
He was their prime defender.
I think the chemistry will work. I think any team with Kevin Durant will work. I think Kevin Durant's just super valuable in that way, where he's kind of easy to play with. James Harden, not so much, but they've played together before. From what I can tell, they have a friendly relationship. At least I'm assuming they do. Otherwise, James Harden wouldn't have requested the trade there. There are rumors that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are not getting along, and I can't blame him. Like, as you said, politics or whatever reason it is aside, he just hasn't even had any contact with his team or his players, and that's kind of messed up. Like, you can try and do the right thing if you want, but you need to keep in contact with your employer and with your teammates. So
yeah, let me I actually just want to hit you guys with some Kyrie rumors since yesterday. Here we go. Kyrie Irving is furious with the Nets. Kyrie Irving spotted on DA candidate Zoom call. Kyrie Irving furious with Nets organization. Stephen A. Smith, Kyrie should retire from basketball. Kyrie Irving, will he play again this season? Quote, sure. Kyrie Irving considered alpha of friend group with DeAndre Jordan and Kevin Durant. And James Harden, Kyrie Irving dynamic could go up in flames. So I mean, all this depends on Kyrie. Because, like, if you're losing Kyrie and gaining James Harden, like, you know, I think James Harden's better, but still that's like, that evens out a lot. And that makes the value of this trade go down a ton. I don't know, dude, like Kyrie, ever since the pawns quote, did you guys remember that when he called all the members of the media pawns and like some scheme, like from then, like I lost him. Like I was a staunch defender until that quote. And then I'm like, what are we doing, dude? Like, you're not better than any of these people. Like, I don't know what this game is. And they start calling himself an artist. And I'm like, dude, like, what is up? And I think it all depends on Kyrie. So this happens. Are your finals predictions changed? Do you guys think that they have to be the finals favorites?
I'll stick with the Lakers. I hate it, but I'll stick with them.
I think you have Lakers Nets in finals, though.
I have Lakers Nets, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the Nets will make it to the finals. I think they lose to either the Bucks or Celtics. But honestly, the Bucks have been very unimpressive this year. Maybe that's just because I saw the Jazz beat them, but I don't
know. Yeah, the Jazz are even less impressive. I'd put the Lakers ahead of them too, because I think the Lakers could actually defend, and they have enough scoring in between Schroeder, Harrell, LeBron, and AD that I think they could shut down or at least slow down the Nets in a way that the Nets can't slow them down. So,
and the Lakers are going back with basically the same team. Like, they have a few new additions, but those new additions are better. So I feel like the chemistry is already there with AD and LeBron, and that's really all that matters on that team. But then everything else just falls into place pretty well.
Yeah, they're just a lot steadier. If it's not the Nets or it's not the Lakers, who do you guys think has a chance at the finals?
Say the Clippers, just because of the talent. And they have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They're both insanely good players. And I think there's a lot of recency bias against Paul George because he was so bad last year in the playoffs, but he's still legit. He was third in MVP voting 2 years ago. And just because of the star power, I'd say the Clippers. Give my Celtics an outside shot. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are playing phenomenal, so watch out for them.
I could see that. I think those would be my next picks, Celtics and Clippers. The Clippers got to pull it together. Like, I don't know what the issue is, but
the Clippers are as whack as the Nets project to be.
Apparently, it wasn't Doc Rivers. We all knew Doc Rivers, but
no. He was being used like J.J. Redick. Paul George was being used as J.J. Redick. It's all Doc's fault. No love for the Suns. We don't have Chris Paul making a finals run. We're not Devin Booker's not going to do the job.
Love the Suns. They'll be like the
80s. Definitely not. We don't have the Suns making the playoffs, I don't think.
Really? I have them making the playoffs. I don't know if
I think they could make them over the Rockets now.
Oh, the Rockets are dead. I don't know. I don't think
this is just another Wizards team just in a different form now.
I don't know. Do you guys think the Rockets make the playoffs? I really don't think so. I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs before the trade or after the trade. But do you guys think they have a shot?
I think the bottom of the West is a mess. I think literally anyone. Because, like, if the T-Wolves pull it together, they've been, like, so unimpressive. But I feel like they have a good roster. And then the Suns, they could make it to the playoffs. The Warriors could. The Rockets could. I don't know. It just depends on who gets hot and who beats the bad teams in the West more, I guess.
The Wolves suck, bro. They're just garbage. I don't understand it at all. The cat hype has been so – I don't know. I don't know how that team's gonna survive or where they go from here. Real quick, earlier this week I hit you guys with just a scorching hot take, mostly in response to Gordon Hayward being good again. And suddenly, like, he just put up a career high 44 and then put up, like, 34 the next night. He's, like, destroying everybody on the Hornets. So, Brad Stevens, are we sure he's good?
Absolutely. No question. He inherited a garbage Celtics team, and that was coming off of two national championship appearances with freaking Butler, who – have they even been that relevant since he left? Not really. A little bit. They came off two national championships with Butler, came to the Celtics, completely resurrected their broken franchise, and a ton of credit for that goes to Danny Ainge, because Danny Ainge might be the best general manager in the NBA as well. But he's been phenomenal. The Celtics are looking super good this year. He's done a great job at developing young talent in Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Isaiah Thomas, you name it. Like, a ton of players he's developed and turned into monsters. I'd say right now the only coach maybe better than him is Eric Spoelstra. I mean, you have other coaches like Popovich, who is a great coach, but he's coaching an irrelevant team right now. You have coaches like Nick Nurse, who's been good, but the Raptors have been very unimpressive this year as well. And then you have coaches like Vogel, who is probably just letting LeBron coach, which isn't a bad strategy, but, you know, it's whatever. So top two coach in the NBA.
Top two. Okay. Brevin, are we sure he's good?
Yeah, I think he's good. I don't think you can deny that. He's got too much to back him up, like Alex said. I don't know what their problem is when they get to the playoffs, but I don't think it's him.
Here's the case. Hear me out. So, 2017, I think, 2018, they have a team that has Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, who's not bad at that point. He's now kind of like weird, but we got Kyrie Irving, we got Al Horford, we got Gordon Hayward. So that team alone is like, you're looking at like what, like 45 wins? Then you got Jason Tatum, you got Marcus Smart, you got Jaylen Brown. Granted, Kyrie Irving, well, we've talked about being like just a nuke of a player to a locker room. Like, I don't know what his deal is, but like that team didn't go anywhere. So then they lose Kyrie, they get rid of him. Now you're looking at a team with Horford, Hayward, Tatum, and Brown, and Smart. That's five like legit good players. Still doesn't go anywhere. Goes deeper depending on the year, but still just makes the playoffs, goes to the playoffs, and gets shown up by another team. Then last year, lose all those guys. Kemba, they signed Kemba Walker, but Kemba Walker's like super injured. His knee's a mess. They make it to the second round. They're in the second round against a bare bones Toronto Raptors team. Like, just like absolute like zombie, like just fighting till the death, like gladiator style Raptors team, and barely wins to go against the Heat. Gets to the Heat, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then lose because of a zone defense. With granted, Bam super good, and I think Jimmy Butler's a really good defender, but I don't think that, I mean, I think they had the best player in both of those series, and both of those series were tough, and then they ended up losing. So, and now Hayward's putting up like 30 a game on his new team. So, I'm not even saying he's a bad coach. I'm at the point where I'm not sure he's good. I'm like, okay, like, are we like probably top 10?
Out of here with this bare bones Raptors team. That's a good team. What was bare bones about though? Can you expand on that?
Pascal Siakam. Okay, all right. Pascal Siakam can't hit a shot. Kyle Lowry is like 36, 35, and he's just like throwing his butt around, doing whatever he does. Like who's the third best player? So Siakam's playing like garbage, so he's not the best player. Is Lowry their best player? So then like who's the second best player after that? Like Fred VanVleet, he's the guy.
Best player is Pascal Siakam. He didn't play like it because the Celtics shut him down, but
they destroyed him. So then like who's the third best player then? It's Lowry two, and then three is what? It's VanVleet.
It's probably
Ibaka.
Yeah, Ibaka or VanVleet. Probably Ibaka.
Ibaka's like the fourth best player on the Clippers right now. Like, what do we – like, how they should shred that team. Jason Tatum's way – I think Jason Tatum's way better than Siakam. I think Brown's probably as good as Siakam.
If they didn't hit – I forget who it was that hit that corner three, but if he hasn't hit that, the Celtics go up 3-1. The series is probably over in five. He hit that shot that went 2-2, and then it became a real series. But actually, no, would the Celtics have gone up 3-0 if he didn't hit that shot? I forget what it was. But
I don't remember. It was one of those two, though.
That series was real close to being over quick. The Raptors, they had heart. Heart of a champion. Can't underestimate the heart of a champion. They should have beat the Heat, but the Heat were a good team. So
literal heart of a champion. I'm trying to be ahead of the curve because if this Brad Stevens thing blows up, like what? Okay, so let's say that the Celtics lose. Let's say the Celtics don't make the Eastern Conference Finals this year. How would you feel about Brad Stevens at that point?
I think there's too much on coaches. Like I don't know. Like I feel like at some point, there are some coaches that just can't get over the hump and win a title. But a lot of the teams that just switch coaches after their good coach like doesn't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or to a finals appearance, they just fire him. Then the team does the same thing the next year. Like I don't think there's that much difference. I don't think you're going to find a better coach either right now.
I think the role of coach is much more valuable in like college than it is in the NBA. It's more just about managing egos. So Steve Nash has his work cut out for him in managing some egos over there, but
oh baby, Steve Nash. Poor Steve Nash. Poor Steven Silas, the Rockets coach. Like that poor dude. Like what the f? Like first 10 games, this is what you get. Like goodness gracious. Prayers up for that dude. But anyway, you guys are both married. How's that going? Is it good? If you say bad, I'm gonna be pretty upset. So I guess.
Oh,
I'm late to the game. But, amen. All right. Brevin, you got to go make a sandwich?
Yeah, dude. I got you ready for work.
Anyway, for Jonah Davis, for Alex Kinnear, Brevin Zollinger, I am Josh Davis. This has been the Turnaround J podcast. Thank you for listening.